Welcome back. This is Ken Marsh, Fearless Networking with Ken Marsh here on Talk 650, powered by CBS Radio. And our next guest is Kathy Crawford. She's with People Possibilities, LLC, right?
Yes.
And you're going to tell us all about People's Possibilities as well as what you do and maybe three or four products first, and then okay. I'll ask you some other questions. I'm excited about having you on, so welcome.
Great. I'm excited to be here, Ken. Thanks for inviting me. People Possibilities is a company that I created to really reach out to the small business owner and companies where they aren't necessarily big enough to have put in a very viable infrastructure for their people side of the business. And the other thing that I do is I provide professional coaching in leadership and career. And then I also do training and development. I'm a Berkman certified coach, and I use the Berkman tool as a way to do team building, communications, and coaching. So what I found as far as companies that have 500 employees or less is a lot of times they have all the bases covered. They're paying their employees. They've provided benefit plans, and they've done – they may or may not have a company manual, but they pretty much have – a process organized, so to speak, but you don't necessarily get the energy of the culture and the feeling that everybody that is working there knows what their role is, how they are, how they will know how they're doing a good job, how they advance their career, and so on and so forth. So I go in and work with them.
Some career development plans and things like that?
I work with them on helping to develop individual plans for their employees and all of that, yes.
Well, tell us a little bit about your background. I understand you were a vice president of human resources at one time.
I was, yes. Actually, early in my career, I worked in finance and accounting. I actually have an economics degree undergrad.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so I spent a good part of my career in doing financial consulting and worked in bankruptcy and litigation for Pricewaterhouse for several years until I realized, thanks to the partner that I was working with, that I was perhaps on the wrong career path and that I was, while I was good at what I was doing, I wasn't necessarily energized. So through his advice and counsel and some other resources at the time, I ended up in a job where I was an internal consultant, and my first job was in human resources, and that's where I found my passion. So, yes, I went back and got my master's degree in human resource management and pursued my career in HR until I was the VP of HR.
And I noticed you have all of these very much needed certifications, your SPHR. What is an SPHR?
An SPHR is a senior professional human resources.
Okay.
And that is through SHRM, which is our national organization, international organization for human resources.
Part of HRMA here in Houston.
The Houston HR Houston organization is a local chapter of SHRM. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what is EACCC?
An IACCC is an International Association of Coaching Certified Coach. So when I decided that I wanted to be an entrepreneur and start my own company, one of the things that I wanted to do was provide coaching services. And so I felt it was important to really learn that craft. And the best organization that I found was the International Association of Coaching because of how they teach their folks to deliver coaching services and the methodology that's used in coaching through them.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about your... Now, you mentioned you deal with mainly companies 500 employees or less.
Yes.
And it seems like if you have, let's say you have over 35 employees, I understand that you need to really have some policies in place or written policies and... because then you have some,
there's some
laws that you
laws out there, yes,
right.
that one needs to be concerned about. With FMLA, for example, the Family Medical Leave Act, it's actually 50 or more employees. So there's just certain stages of growth within a company that, yes, there are some areas of compliance that would dictate that you have certain things in place.
Right.
And I do help companies navigate that. I'm working with two startup companies right now who are really looking at making sure that they're setting up everything correctly from the get-go.
Well, I think that's smart, isn't it?
It's very smart. It's very smart.
Okay.
And it's part of their overall strategy.
Okay. Well, can you tell us about a success story you had in working with a company that perhaps wasn't really prepared and you actually helped them with some preventive type measures?
I have two case studies on my website, too, that people might be interested in looking at. one of those I'll share. Okay. And that is with a company that was a 30-year-old family owned company, and the original owners wanted to retire. So they sold that company to a group of investors. And when the CEO, who is also an investor, looked at what they had set up, he had come from very large organizations and had very great success, and knew that because they didn't have an HR infrastructure, mm-hmm. that they could not grow the company the way that they wanted to. And so they needed to have somebody come in and help them. So they looked at a variety of options, including People Possibilities. And what we were able to do is to really start up their HR department over a 3-month period. And I've been working with them on a retainer basis for the last year as we continue to implement things and develop their workforce. And now we put in place a succession plan, and I'm writing a leadership and delivering a leadership training program for them, and we're hiring their HR director.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
I've brought them all the way forward now to mm-hmm. where they have the infrastructure that they need, and they know exactly what they want in an HR director. And they, from the time that I've been with them, have gone from 19 locations to 25, and they're going to double in size over the next 5 years.
Fantastic. So I have one question to ask you. Mm-hmm. You know, I actually saw something yesterday on AOL about five things you can tell about your HR man. It has something to do with mm-hmm. five things did you read that article?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it has something to do about fire the HR manager if they can't answer these five questions.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah,
I'll have to read that.
Yeah, read that article. I won't tell you any more about it, but let me ask you this quick question about, what about networking first?
Uh-huh.
Tell us about networking, how important it is to your business.
Okay. Well, I'll share two things. One is with the Houston Business Connection. I joined that group shortly after I started my company,
mm-hmm.
and I am so grateful to all of the members of that organization and what they are about as far as building relationships, because I feel like the growth of my company has come a lot from the connections that I've made there. So I think it's important, one, to join groups and to be a part of them. But the most important thing, and this is what I really wanted to share, is to get involved, to really play a role in what you're doing, to really be a part of that beyond showing up at the event.
Right.
So I've played a leadership role with that organization, as well as I was for 5 years involved with the American Society of Training and Development local chapter, and was also the president of that organization. I think that all of those experiences, I volunteer for groups that I'm passionate about. I mean, you know, and the thing is I get to know people because I get involved in a project with them, or we're talking about how to grow the organization, or we're figuring out all of those things together. And I think that really strengthens those bonds, and they get to see you in action. And then they know, oh, well, I might want to hire her because she did a really good job on helping us with this.
Right. I see your leadership skills and coordination mm-hmm. skills and things mm-hmm. like that. You have something in front of you. There's something you need to share that you...
Well, I teach at the University of Houston. Okay. I teach the Empower program, mm-hmm. a couple classes in that. It's on leadership, and it's through their continuing education department. And one of the things that we do in the last class is after they learn all these great things about leadership, they really are coming out as a different person, and they really want to try some things on, and they're really looking at where they are in their careers. So we talk about career strategy. And one of the books that I refer to is Building Your Career Portfolio by Carol Poore. And one of the things that she talks about, it's P-O-O-R-E.
Okay.
And one of the models that she bases this on is, if you think of your investment portfolio, your financial investment portfolio, translate that into your career. And what investments are you making, not only in your primary income, which would be your day job, but also do you have a secondary source of income? Maybe you dabble in real estate.
A lot of people do.
You know, but if you don't and you have a passion, there might be something that you could do there. But it would create another network for you,
right.
As well as volunteer investments. Where are you getting involved, where people other than the people you work with in your day job get to know you? And then finally, lifelong learning investments.
And the name of the book again?
It's called Building Your Career Portfolio by Carol A. Poore.
And you do this for, you have a class you teach at U of H?
Yes, I teach a leadership class called Empower, E-M-P-O-W-E-R.
Okay. And how would people get in contact with you?
Our website is peoplepossibilities.com, and my email is kcrawford@peoplepossibilities.com, and my phone number is 281-450-6316.
And repeat the phone number again.
It's 281-450-6316.
Well, thanks for being on, Kathy Crawford.
Okay, thanks, Ken.
Great having you. This is Ken Marsh. We'll be back in a moment. Fearless Networking with Ken Marsh, Talk 650, powered by CBS Radio.